You can begin again, and I want to show you how.
You Can Begin Again, available now from Joyce Meyer Ministries.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
See, there's three types of confession. There's, first of all, no confession. When you don't confess, when you don't allow the word to be in your mouth, you ain't saying nothing about God, you ain't saying nothing evil. Well, you know, that might sound like okay, but it's not okay. Because when you don't say it, see, evil only prevails when righteous men say nothing or do nothing. But when you don't have a positive, when you don't have a confession, you are subject to your environment. You are subjected to whatever's going on around you. Now, number two, you can have a negative confession. What's coming out of your mouth is negativity. What's coming out of your mouth is not in alliance with the word. Guess what? You draw demonic influence. You draw the devil to you. And amen, now you're subjected to whatever he's bringing. Amen, through your words. And the power of your tongue is life and death. They that love it shall eat the fruit. Or number three, you can have a scriptural word confession. And what that will do, that will immediately put the angels to work. Hello? That will draw the resources of heaven toward you. Amen. It will. It will release the ministry of Christ to help you in time of your need. Amen. Now, okay? The seed that falls among thorns. You and I, in order to go from 30, 60 to 100, must remove our life from those things that compete against the word of God in our life. Amen. We must remove our life. I would go as far as to say this, you know, when there are undesirable people, unless you have to live with them, or, you know, unless you have to work with them every day. Now, you understand what I mean? And unless you just have to be there with undesirable people that are always stealing your joy, I would suggest you remove that type of person from your life. I would suggest you separate yourself from that type of an influence, because they will keep you bound. They will keep you, amen, under chains. They will keep you with 30-fold. You know, here you are full of the joy of the Lord, got a promise of God, you share with them, and the first thing they say is full of doubt and unbelief. Amen. Separate yourself from that. Lord said, if your eye offend you, pluck it out. If your right hand offend you, cut it off. I would suggest that some of us need to, amen, reevaluate our friends, our associates, those we meet with. How many know birds of a feather will flock together? Amen. You hang around them long enough, you know a person by the company they keep. So if you're going to move on, it might be somebody I have to associate with, but I'm not hanging with them. It might be somebody I have to deal with every day, but I'm not hanging with them. Amen. Because I don't want that thing transferring on me. I don't want to think like they think. My mind is not where their mind is at. So sometimes you need to separate some things. Like I said, there are times we need to hear things and not hear them. See things and not see them. Do you know, in the garden, this is, you have to understand how wondrously we are made. In the garden, God made everything pleasant to eat, but also pleasant to look on. Read it. Everything was pleasant to the sight. God knew in our brains, they're what you call endorphins. And when there's, let's say you smell a bouquet of roses, and that pleasant fragrance enters your nostrils, it releases a certain measure of chemical endorphins in your brain. These endorphins carry healing and health and soundness. That's why God made everything pleasant to look upon. Pleasant to the taste, pleasant to the smell. That's why Proverbs says it this way: perfume rejoices the heart. Perfume, pleasant fragrances. God made us that way. So now flip the script. All you're hearing is unpleasantries, complaining, negativism, murmuring. It's like living over a city dump. Because what's being released in your mind, hello? After a while, you'll become like that. But God has made us, those endorphins, listen, they carry, it's like laughter. Your verses, you're mumbling and complaining and moaning and groaning. And you know, always finding something to complain about. Laughter does good like a medicine. Yes, it does. Laughter does good like a medicine. In other words, laughter can heal. Do you know when you laugh, it exercises the heart? Well, let me move on. Some of y'all need a good laugh. I said some of y'all need a real good laugh. Just a laugh till your nose run, till your side hurts, till your head is aching. You just need to laugh. You'd be amazed at how healing properties are in laughter. Amen. All right. So we got to remove some of these things from our life that are against the word. The word has to reign, have complete reign in our life. Now, the good ground is, first of all, Matthew says, a good and honest heart. A heart that is honest. It didn't say perfect. He said an honest heart. One that is praiseworthy. One that is pure. One that is without hypocrisy or pretension. Honesty and integrity. The divine principle. Here's three. We receive the word 30-fold, right? The word is tested. After it remains, when being tested, is 60-fold. But then once that happens, we can take it on to 100-fold, where the word now will be fulfilled. This is my challenge to you today. A lot of people want a dynamic word from God, but they want to bypass the middle stage, where that word is tested. They want to enter in to fulfillment without any persecution, without any affliction, without anything being tested. Hello? I'll say something to you. You can take this to the bank. The word is always going to be tried. The word is always going to be tested. But it will come to fulfillment as we maintain it, as we don't let it go. Are you hearing? Even under test, you hold on to it under testing. Come on. See, you have to understand this part of the journey. Everything God has promised you, he's promised it to you. But in order to receive it in this realm, there's some testing. Yes, God has already blessed us. We can say that. And it makes sense because it's true. God has already blessed us. But now there's a process in bringing it into manifestation in this world. Because there are opposition in this world to the word. There's a system that's contrary to the word and God's system. There's enemy spirits that know that you are under the blood, know you are a child of God. They know they can't get you out. They know they can't stop you from serving God. So at best, they want to distract you. At best, they want to hold you still. At best, they want to keep you from entering in to a fullness of your destiny. What could you do if you had, amen, all the resources you needed, and then plus, let me rephrase that question. What could we do if everybody in here, nobody was struggling with their mortgage? Amen. Nobody had a car payment they had to meet. All the resources that were coming in were surplus, were above and beyond all your bills. Everything was taken care of. You were debt free. What if everybody was like that? But see, the system of this world has swallowed up. Do you know the system of this world lives off the life of the saints? Because the devil has no life. And those that serve him are dead. They're not alive. We see a serpent in Genesis, a dragon in Revelation. He's going from a serpent to a dragon. Seemed to me like he had a whole lot to eat. I don't have time to get into that, but that's what he lives off of. It's like a spider. Puts his prey in a web. Doesn't kill it. But when he goes to eat it, he sucks the life out of it. And that life is absorbed into him. You see, the enemy has a system that started with Cain. Amen. When Cain was driven from the presence of the Lord, he built a city. Now, he was out of the presence of the Lord, in the presence of the devil. Cain was of that evil one. And the lust of your father you will do. He built a city. Started not agriculture, but started working in brass, started musical instruments, started worship, started, you know, all the worldly stuff. A system apart from God. That system today is prevalent in the world. That's why the devil told Jesus, because Adam sold out to him. Remember, Adam had the authority, but Adam was deceived. So when Jesus came to take the authority back, the devil's temptation, one of them was, if you bow and worship me, I'll give you the glory of these kingdoms, for it is delivered unto me. So there's a system called the world system that belongs to him. Now the thing is, we are in the world. We are here. But faith causes us to tap into another supply. We are not just subject. Listen, our job is not just our source. Our check is not just our source. Well, I wish I had some help here. I said, our check, what we earn through our labor, is not just our source. We are not limited to that.
We are continuing in part 12 of the Faith Crisis, the Divine Supply. The scriptures records in John 10:10, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. God desires the best for us, the Zoe life. The tithe is the first fruit which belongs to God. The tithe sanctifies the remaining 90%. The enemy's mission is to steal your seed, to kill your harvest, and to ultimately destroy your walk with the Lord. In Matthew 4, Jesus was led by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil. Jesus defeated the enemy by professing the word and commanding the enemy to get behind him. The power of life and death lies in the power of the tongue. As saints of God, we must decree and declare what God has said about us.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.